Welcome to the little country church of Hollywood, good friends. My, oh me, it's nice to have you join us. You see, this little white church was built as a memorial to the faith of our forefathers, and its services are dedicated to the peace and happiness of all mankind. Come on in. Parson Hopkins and his wife Sarah went by to have a little talk with Obe Snodgrass, the village blacksmith. I've been a-trying to get the sum and substance of that talk, but I can't make it all out. Well, you all listen a while. Obe's a-standing in the blacksmith shop door, and the parson and sister Sarah are sitting in the buggy. There they are. See what you can make out of the talk.
Well, Parson, I'm a-telling you now, somebody took two of my best hammers, and there ain't no way around it.
Well, have you looked the shop over good for the hammers, Brother Snodgrass?
Yes, sir, and them hammers ain't in my shop. And what's more, the shop door was wide open when I come to work this morning.
I wouldn't be too hasty now, Obe. No, now, take it easy. You know men have made mistakes and misjudging. Now, you know that, and you don't want to do that.
But I had to misjudge it. How could I misjudge when my two hammers is gone? That ain't misjudging, and the shop door is open. They might have taken everything.
But now, wait a minute now.
Well, ain't no telling how much I'd found missing if I'd have took one of them inventing lists that everybody takes on the first of the year when they check up on what they got.
You don't have an inventory of what was in the shop?
No, ma'am. I'll just have to wait and see what turns up missing time to time. It's an outrage, all right, of stealing from a poor, hard-working man.
Yes, it'd hurt me to think that any neighbor'd take something that won't theirs. But I can't help but believe that there's a mistake somewhere.
Well, have you got any suspicions of who took the hammers and who broke in the shop?
Yes, I have. You know, Elisha Gibson was here yesterday going on about what fine hammers I had in the shop. Yes. He might have took them.
Yeah, here comes Joe Batts now, walking up to the shop.
Well, I'm glad he's a-coming. I'll send word to the high sheriff in Pumpkin Center to send bloodhounds out here and catch the fella that stole my tools.
Well, hello there, everybody.
Well, hello, Joe. Folks all well?
Oh, they're all up and about. Aunt Tiny's kind of got that cough still in her chest there.
Well, I tell you now, mutton suet's good for that.
Yes, but there ain't nothing better than goose grease, genuine goose grease.
I stopped by your shop and got two hammers last night. My hack broke down, and I was late getting in. I just come up here at the shop and seen the door open, so I took them on home.
Yeah.
The old hack won't run this morning, so I thought I'd get you to come up the house and see if you can fix it.
Well, forevermore.
Well,
I remember now leaving the shop door open last night when I went to see if the papers come in, and I forgot to come by to shut up the shop, I guess.
Well, I guess we better be getting on to church now.
Yeah, and I'd be glad to take you on up to Joe's house after meeting, Obe.
Yeah, we can all go on to church and then fix the hack afterwards.
Sure we can.
Well, I expect we all better go to church.
Well, we'll mosey on. I'll see you all now. You all come on. Get up there, Aunt.
Now, ain't that a good lesson?
Yeah, just what I've been a-preaching around here. Folks will catch on after a while. All I hope is that they won't wait too long.
Why don't you talk on just what happened here at the shop?
That's exactly what I allow to do. Only I ain't going to use no name.
Well, it'll be sort of hard on Obe, won't it? Now, if you make reference to him or think that poor old Lige Gibson took his hammer.
Well, I won't make it as pointed as that, you see. I just sort of ease up on the subject and talk around. You know what my point's going to be?
No, what?
It's going to be judge not that you be not judged, and that's Bible, too.
Josiah, why is it that people are so prone to misjudge?
Say, you want me to tell you the naked truth?
I'd just love to know.
Well, most suspicions, when you bile them down, well, I mean when human people suspicion somebody else of doing something that's wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's just what that person would have done themselves if they'd have had the chance. Mm-hmm. That is, that's the way it is in lots of cases. You know they say it takes a thief to catch a thief.
Well, you wait now till we get to church before you preach. Look out where you're driving.
Oh, now, take it easy there, Dan. Now, there you are. Asking me a question, then get after me for answering it. You see that bump there, Dan Hopkins? Slow down there. Ooh. Just goes to show it. People don't pay no attention to what you say to them. After you ask them, and then they tell you to stop.
Well, I want to hear you talk about that at church just now.
Well, that's this
one. Long in our shape, we will battle for thee. King of the watchword, silence it never. Song of our spirit, rejoicing and free. King of the watchword, loyal forever. King of our lives, by thy grace we will be.
Well, howdy, neighbors.
Howdy.
Howdy, Parson. Howdy, Sister Sarah. Glad to see you all.
Well, I'm so glad to see such a good crowd out. Old come in yet? Yeah, hey, yes,
in.
Well.
Sure,
and Joe here, well, I'm glad they all come. I want you all to join in now. You boys, just gather around the organ there, the quartet with four in it, and I wish you all would sing for me. Tell someone about Jesus. That's a good thing to tell.
Sure.
Brother Rudy will hide you.
Tell someone about Jesus. He's with his command to obey. Proclaim unto all his salvation. For now I'm no longer delay. Tell someone about Jesus.
Done right well on that, too. I'll tell you that song, it just that sort of brought up in my mind. It's mother's prayers have followed me. I'll tell you, and always will, too. You all see what you can do with that.
I grieve my Lord from day to day. I scorn his love so full and free. And though I wandered far away,
because when nobody else will follow you, why, your mother's prayers will follow you, and that sure is a good thought. I was telling Sarah the other day, we were sitting down by the creek, and I says, honey, there's a new thing that's come through the neighborhood here that ought to have a good influence on people. It's these automobiles. There's one come through here, I think it was last month. One come through, and they got some water there, and the thing is boiling over, and the man is so careful about a wiping off what he calls his windshield. And I says, now there you are. That ought to be a good sermon. You see, he can't look through dirt and see what's going on ahead of him down the road. And do you know that leads you right to a Bible piece? Right there where it says in Matthew 7th chapter in the first verse, it says, judge not that you be not judged. You know why the Lord tells us not to judge? You see, most people, windshield ain't fit hardly for him to look through and judge nobody else. If you get the windshield sort of cleaned off the cells, you see, why, be different. You see, the spot you see on the windshield, why, if you don't look out and don't see right well, you think that's down yonder on somebody else. You see, it's on your own windshield. Now, you take care of what, well, this man had come through here, you know Uncle Ted Walters, he's telling us all. You all heard him tell it. Told it right there at the prayer meeting. Uncle Ted got up and said there was some fella there, I think he was a deacon there in a city church, and mighty good man, a quiet sort of a fella, awful cam, never had much to say, but he'd done a sight of good. Nobody had never said, had nothing to say again. One morning, his sister come a-tearing there into the church and said, where do you reckon I saw the deacon at a while ago? Somebody asked her where. She said, I seen him going in the back end of a saloon there, right down there in the city. Well, another man come in and said he seen him. The deacon there of the church, the man that passed the plates, going in the back end of a saloon. Well, everybody just got in a tanner and they called a meeting there, and just as they was about to call him up, you see, to get at him and might have turned him out, why, in come the deacon, and who you reckon was with him? The saloon keeper, the saloon keeper's wife, and all the saloon keeper's children. And he come in just a-smiling, and he said, well, I want you to meet all these lovely Christian people here. He says, these folks, I met one of them on the street, and they said if I'd come by and get them, they'd come. And here they all are, and want them to know y'all. And you know, the thing hurt me so bad, I asked Uncle Ted, I said, did anybody ever tell the deacon that there was a misjudging him? They said, no. They all shook hands on it that they'd never tell it. And you know, it just goes to show you ought to be mighty miscareful about a judging, because you might misjudge. That's the thought I thought I'd bring you all today.
Oh, there's a Savior in days long ago. Come to the dark and chill sin and it
tell you all goodbye, neighbors. Hope we'll meet again. And I hope the Lord will keep you through all the coming days and bless you. Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, everybody.